弟兄姊妹们晚上好。
Is that me or him?
You.
What am I doing?
Drunk.
There we go. Hi, my name is Dana Congdon. I come from New York.
我叫康登，从纽约来。
Actually, we just moved last month.
上个月我们刚刚搬了家。
We've been in Manhattan now for 9 years.
我们在曼哈顿已经九年了。
And we just moved down within steps of Ground Zero.
我们现在就搬到那个光水楼旁边。
Also steps away from Occupy Wall Street.
就在占领华尔街的旁边。
And we didn't know it when we leased this apartment.
当我们租这个房子的时候，我们根本不晓得。
But we live next door.
我们就在这个旁边。
To the place where the great revival in New York City in 1857 began at the Fulton Street Church.
我们其实就是在1856年纽约大复兴 Fulton 教会的隔壁。
So we are hopeful that the Lord will continue to build His church there in Manhattan.
我们愿意主继续的在曼哈顿那里建造他的教会。
It's wonderful to come together at the end of the year like this.
在年底能够这样来过年，实在是非常的美好。
Another year has gone by.
一年又要过去了。
The world is very disappointed that Santa didn't bring everything that he wanted.
世界非常的令人失望，圣诞老人没有把好的东西带来。
I noticed some of your children thought maybe I was Santa when I came.
有一些孩子以为我是圣诞老人。
But anyway, tomorrow night the world will go out and drink.
明天晚上
get ready for the new year.
世人去吃喝来欢迎新年。
But we have the privilege.
我们有这样的特权。
To gather at the end of the year in Mount Zion.
在年底我们在锡安山那里聚集。
And to listen, to see what the Lord would speak to us.
我们在这里静听，我们在这里观看神如何向我们说话。
And so we've already had a rich time.
我们已经有一个很丰富的时刻。
Our brother has given forth the word, a prophecy to repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们的弟兄已经讲了先知的话，叫我们说天国近了，我们应当悔改。
We heard testimony from our brother of the saints who walk in holiness and purity in the last day.
我们也听到我们的弟兄做见证，神的儿女在走这条天路，在这里过圣洁的生活。
And God willing, in our 3 times together, I would like to share on the righteousness of God.
主耶愿意，我三次分享的时间，我要讲到神的公义。
As many of you know, this is the overall theme of Paul's letter to the Romans.
我们知道这就是罗马书一个的主题。
And so tonight we sort of look in Romans 1, and the next time Romans 2, third time Romans 3.
所以我们今天看罗马书第一章，明天第二章，第三天是罗马书第三章。
Let's begin by looking in Romans chapter 1.
我们先来翻开罗马书第一章。
We'll begin in verse 16.
我们从第16节开始。
Paul says,
保罗在这里说，
I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, But the righteous man shall live by faith.
十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what He has made, so that they are without excuse.
神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 21.
第21节。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God, or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened.Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能求坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必求坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
And then we just want to read two verses in chapter 2 of Romans.
我们再看第二章两节。
Verse 14 and 15.
罗马书二章十四、十五节。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law,do instinctively the things of the law. These not having the law are a witness to themselves, a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them on the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法，这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
And then finally a few verses from Acts chapter 14.
我们再翻到使徒行传第十四章。
And here we find Paul and Barnabas in Lystra preaching the gospel.
我们看到保罗跟巴拿巴在路斯德那里传福音。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their robes and rushed out into the crowd, crying out and saying,Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men of the same nature as you, and preach the gospel to you that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and is all that is in them. In the generations gone by, he permitted all the nations to go their own ways, and yet he did not leave himself without witness.In that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness.
十四节，巴拿巴、保罗二使徒听见，就撕开衣裳，跳进众人中间，喊着说：“诸君，为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。我们传福音给你们，要叫你们离弃这些虚妄，归向那创造天地海。”和其中万物的永生神，他在从前的世代任凭万国各行其道，虽然为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们的饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
And just a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that through Jesus Christ we have come into your righteousness.
亲爱的天父，借着我们的主耶稣基督，我们来到你公义的跟前。
And we know that he has been made the righteousness of God unto us.
我们知道基督要成为我们的义。
We know that he made us righteous as he took on our sin.
当他承担了我们的罪，就把义赏给我们。
And now we come to you regarding this great matter of the revelation of the righteousness of God.
我们今天来到这个神义的启示的面前。
Help us to understand these elementary things.
叫我们能够真正的明白这基础的学习。
That we may be those who are righteous and who worship a righteous God.
叫我们能够成为那义者，也能够在这里敬拜这位公义的神。
We want to commit this time into your hands in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们把这段时间恭敬地交在你的手中，我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名。Amen.
Paul declares he is not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗在这里宣告他不以福音为耻。
Now he is writing that because there's two opponents to his gospel.
因为他写这样，因为这在他的福音里面有两项的内容。
The Jews and the Gentiles.
这里讲到外邦人跟犹太人。
Both the Jews and the Gentiles think Paul's gospel is unrighteous.
外邦人跟犹太人都认为保罗的福音不够公义。
But Paul says he's not ashamed of the gospel.
但保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Now the Jews are offended by his gospel.
犹太人因着保罗的福音而被绊倒。
Because they believe his gospel makes the works of righteousness belittled.
因为他觉得他的福音叫义这个字给降低了。
The Jews love the law.
犹太人他们喜欢律法。
They believe in being saved by good works.
他们认为要靠好的行为得救。
But Paul's gospel says you can't be saved by good works.
保罗的福音说你不能够因着你的好行为而得救。
Jews are offended.
犹太人他们被绊倒。
This makes the law of God seem to be nothing.
他们觉得神的这样就叫神的律法觉得不算一回事。
But the Gentiles also disagree with Paul's gospel.
外邦人也同样不同意保罗的福音。
They think it's foolishness.
他觉得这是愚拙的。
Talking about the blood.
哦，讲到血。
Talking about a man being sacrificed.
讲到一个牺牲的人。
And it all starts with this fact.
这都是从这个事实开始。
They can't accept the fact that God could become a man.
他们不能够接受神能够成为人。
Now they believe a man can become a God.
他们相信人可以变成神。
But for God to become a man is humility.
他们觉得把神能够降卑为人，这个太过降卑了。
And humility is not a virtue for the Greeks.
在希腊人来讲，降卑不是一个美德。
Pride is the virtue of the Greeks.
希腊人他们以骄傲为荣。
But Paul's gospel steps upon their pride, saying you're a sinner and you need to be saved.
保罗的福音告诉他们说，你们是罪人，你们要得拯救。
But Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Because when the gospel is preached, people get saved, both Jews and Greeks.
当福音给传开的时候，外邦人跟犹太人都得救了。
But he also says in verse 17 of Romans 1,
在罗马书一章十七节并且说，
In this gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
Now as we come to the end of this year,
我们今天来到年终。
There's many things we need.
有许多我们需要的东西。
We need to find a president.
我们要找一个新的总统。
We need a better economy.
我们需要有更好的一个经济环境。
There's many things we need.
我们需要很多的东西。
But if we understand this gospel,
如果我们真正的明白这个福音，
The thing we need the most is the revelation of the righteousness of God.
我们最需要的乃是得到神义的启示。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
But man does not know what that is.
人不知道什么是神的义。
Man has a righteousness.
人自以为有义，
but it is filthy rags.
但那只不过是污秽的衣裳。
If God's righteousness can be revealed,
如果神的义能够给显明出来，
then we can be saved.
那我们就得救了。
The whole earth can be saved.
全地都蒙恩。
Amos prophesies.
阿摩斯在那里预言道，
Let your righteousness roll down from heaven like rivers.
让你的公义从天而降，如活水的江河。
What would happen to this earth if His righteousness was revealed from heaven?
如果神的义从天上显明出来，地上会变成什么样子？
It would be the greatest moment in the earth's history.
那就成为地上最伟大的历史。
And when the righteous one, even Jesus Christ, is revealed from heaven, He will come.Bringing righteousness to this earth.
当那位义者耶稣基督降临到地上的时候，他把义带到全地。
Now Paul makes his argument.
保罗在这里有这样的一个言论
：That the gospel reveals the righteousness of God.
神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
Do you know the righteousness of God?
你认识神的义吗？
Many religious people say God is righteous.
有很多有宗教信仰的人说神是公义的。
But they've never seen the righteousness of God.
但他们从来没有真正看见神的义。
And in these days, there's only one way that we can see clearly the righteousness of God.
今天就一条路，我们能够清楚地看到神的义。
And that's when we see Him.
就是
in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们在耶稣基督的身上看到我们的神。
And that's why Paul says our gospel is so important.
所以保罗说这个福音是那么的重要。
God has created this world in righteousness.
神在创造这个宇宙是在他公义的底下创造。
But the world does not know the righteous God.
但是世人不认识这位公义的神。
So Paul would preach his gospel to reveal that righteousness.
所以保罗就在这里传这义的福音。
Now, what does it mean when we say God is righteous?
这里讲到说神是公义的，这是什么意思呢？
I'd like to define it with four definitions.
我愿意用四个定义来说出这件事。
God is righteous. What does that mean?
神是公义的，这是什么意思呢？
It means God is all right. God is always right. God does right. And God makes right.
也就是说神是完全公义的，而且他是永远公义的，而且神他自己所行的是义，而且他能够把不义变成义。
Now let's look at them.
我们来看一看。
God is all right.
神是完全公义的。
Now you know in America we say, how you doing? Somebody says, all right.
美国人说你怎么样啊？他说我很好。
Are we really all right?
我们真是那么对吗？那么好吗？
I say, I'm all right.
你说我还可以。
But actually, I have a headache.
其实我有点头痛。
Maybe my stomach feels a little upset.
或者我的这个胃在痛。
I'm worried about something.
我在那里为某些事情担忧。
I'm not all right.
其实我不是很好。
There's only one that's all right.
只有一位是最好的。
God is all right.
只有神是完全对的。
What does the word right mean?
这个对，这个好是什么意思？
At its root.
是这个根呢乃是。
It means straight.
也就是说是正直的。
When something is broken.
当有一些事情是坏掉。
That's you and I.
就是你跟我。
We're not all right.
我们是不对的。
But God is all right.
神是完全对的。
You know, he's not neurotic like you and me.
他不跟你跟我一样。
He doesn't have a senior moment like me.
他不是像我这样会变老。
He doesn't have a bad heart like you.
他也不像你这个心坏了。
He's all right.
他整个的都是对的。
There is no conflict within himself.
在他里面没有任何的这个矛盾。
You and I, we have an angel on one shoulder, devil on the other shoulder. Do this, don't do this.
在我们里面一边是有天使，一边是有魔鬼。
God is all right.
但神是完全对的。
No conflict.
里面没有任何的冲突。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, no conflict.
父子圣灵当中没有任何的冲突。
All right.
他们都是对的。
Sound.
都是好的。
Straight.
都是正直的。
Upright.
都是非常公义的。
All right.
都是对的。
Is there any man who's all right?
有没有人是完全对的呢？
Only God.
只有神。
Number two.
第二点。
Now you may disagree with this.
你可能不同意我这样讲。
But the second thing is, God is righteous because he's always right.
神是公义的，因为他永远是对的。
So why are you fighting with him?
人为什么跟神在吵架？
Don't you know he's always right?
你知不知道神永远是对的呢？
Now, does he ever make a mistake?
他会不会犯错误？
Oh, I'm sorry, I made you too short. I should have made you a little taller.
哎呀，他神说对不起啊，我把你做得太矮了，你我应该把你做高一点。
Oh, my mistake, you have to wear glasses. I'm so sorry.
哎呀，神说对不起啊，你要戴眼镜啊，我照你照得不好。
He's always right.
他永远是对的。
You say, God, I'm married to the wrong wife.
Oh. 你说神啊，我这个结婚结错个对象。
I'm on the wrong job. No.
我这个工作不对。
God is always right.
神永远是不错的。
And for us,
对我们来讲
we are almost always wrong.
我们呢，每一次都错的。
He's always right.
他永远是对的。
His judgments are right.
他的判决是对的。
When he says something to you, he's right.
当他对你说什么话的时候，他说的是对的。
So what is the greatest act we can make toward the righteousness of God?
我们对着公义的神，我们能够做什么呢？
We say, not my will, but yours be done.
我们应该说，不要照着我的意思，照着你的意思。
He's always right.
因为他永远是对的。
Third,
第三点，
He always does right.
他永远他所做的都是对的。
Now, you and I do many things.
你跟我做很多事情。
We just moved in my house.
我刚刚搬个家。
Now, I went to IKEA and got one of these shelves.
我就去这个卖家具的 IKEA 这个公司。
I put it together.
我就把它买的东西放在一起。
I didn't do it quite right.
做的不太对。
We do a lot of things, but it's not always right.
我们做很多事情，但不一定做得对。
When God does things, He does things right.
当神做工的时候，他做的是非常的对。
Just think about this one thing.
就是想象这一件事。
Whatever He starts, He finishes.
他所开始的一切工作，他都必完成。
Now, when God created this world,
当神创造天地的时候，
He created it on the foundation of righteousness.
他是在公义的根基上面来建造天地。
Everything was straight.
每一点都是正确的。
When he created, he said, that's good.
他造过这一切说都是好的。
Then he created Adam and Eve, said, that's very good.
他造亚当夏娃他说甚好。
God does things right.
神做的事情都是对的。
What he does in our lives is right.
他在我们生命里面所做的都是对的。
He always does right.
他做的永远是对的。
The fourth thing.
第四点。
And this is where the gospel is so precious to us.
这就是讲到福音为什么那么宝贵。
God makes things right.
神把事情做好。
He must make something right.
他一定要把不对的事情做对。
If he sees something broken,
如果他发现有一些事情是损坏了，
he must fix it.
他一定要把它修好。
Jesus had compassion on the multitude.
耶稣对于众人群众，他里面满有怜悯。
His heart went out to all of the brokenness he saw.
他的心在那里去医治这些有伤痕的人。
God saw a man.
神在那里寻找人。
Broken by sin.
他看到人因着罪的缘故给毁坏了。
What can anybody else do?
别的人能够做什么呢？
Can you fix up your brother, your sister?
你能够把你的弟兄把你的姊妹把他们拯救吗？
Even the doctor can only fix outside things.
就算是医生也能够医治外边的一些的损坏。
Only Jesus can make sinners righteous.
只有耶稣能够叫 罪人成为公义的。
And that's the part of the gospel that the world can't understand.
这就是世界他们不能够明白啊福音的原因。
That God can make us right.
神可以把我们变成对。
If we preach the gospel and we say get right with God, they say there's nothing wrong.
如果我们传福音，我们说你们要与神和好，他们说我跟神没有问题啊。
But when they confess there's something wrong, then God can make it right.
当他们认他们自己有罪的时候，神就能够帮助他们。
The first step in the healing of any of our lives is to admit that we are broken.
在我们的生命里面要得着医治，首先我们要承认我们有。
And then God can come in and make it right.
神就能够进来把我们做好。
Now, tonight I want to dwell mostly in Romans chapter 1.
今天我愿意停留在罗马书第一章里面。
Because therein we see a very basic definition of righteousness.
因为我们在这里看到一个很基本的关于义的定义。
You know, God made the earth in righteousness.
神在叫这个地
And he's coming to judge the earth in righteousness.
然后他要来审判，以公义来审判这个地。
Righteousness is the very foundation of his throne.
公义乃是他宝座的根基。
And so in this world, he created it in righteousness.
所以在这个地上，他用公义带出他的创造。
Now we all know that man fell. Into sin.
我们都知道人堕落犯罪了。
And has become unrighteous.
人变为不义。
And no longer sees the righteousness of God.
他们不再寻求神的公义。
But he still can see righteousness.
但人仍然能够查看什么是义。
Do you hear the difference?
你看到这个有一个不
同。He does not see the righteousness of God, but he still sees righteousness.
人不再去寻求神的义，但他们仍然在找一点所谓的公义。
And I want to talk about that tonight.
今天晚上我愿意讲这一点。
We read in Acts chapter 14.
我们刚才读到使徒行传第十四章。
God has never left himself without a witness in this world.
保罗在这里说，神在地上从来没有不留下他的见证。
Now, what is that witness?
那神在地上的见证是什么呢？
We're going to look at the twofold nature of that witness.
我们要看这个见证的两重意义。
Every man can see the righteousness in this world.
每一个人都能够在地上分辨什么是义。
Because God has left a witness of it in this world.
因为神在地上留下他的见证。
The first witness of his righteousness.
首先他公义的见证乃是。
We find in our hearts.
是在我们的心中。
Now, I'm not talking about the Christian now.
我不是讲到基督徒。
Every man.
每一个人
，Your friends and mine who don't know the Lord，
你我的朋友，他们不认识神的那些
，And yet they know righteousness in their hearts。
但是在他们心中，他们知能够分辨什么是公义。
Now this is something Paul makes very clear in his gospel。
保罗在他的福音里面讲得很清楚。
But let's turn again to that passage in Romans chapter 2 and read verses 14 and 15 again。
我们来翻开罗马书第二章十四十五节。
Now he's talking about Gentiles.
这里讲到外邦人。
And he's saying that even though the Gentiles don't know the law, they know a righteousness in their heart.
这里说没有律法的外邦人，他们知道在他们心中本性行律法上的事。
Let's read the verses.
我们读十四节。
For when the Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law,These not having the law are a law to themselves in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事他们虽然没有律法自己就是自己的律法 这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们的心里，他们是非之心同作见证。
Now we know that the book of Romans is talking to Jews and Gentiles.
我们知道罗马书是对犹太人也对外邦人讲。
Now the Gentiles at this time especially knew nothing about the Ten Commandments or the Law of God.
当时这些外邦人他们从不认识什么是十诫。
Whether they lived in China, whether they lived in Africa, whether they lived in South America, they didn't know the Ten Commandments.
不管他们是住在中国、住在非洲、住在南美洲，他们不认识神的十条诫命。
And yet every Gentile intuitively knows righteousness in his heart.
但是每一个外邦人在他们的本性的里面，他们知道什么是公义。
Now that righteousness may be twisted because of sin.
因着罪的缘故，他们心中的义可能给那里更改过。
But every man knows there is such a thing as righteousness.
但是每一个人都知道有所谓的义与不义。
And so his conscience says that's right.That's wrong.
所以他的良心会告诉他，这是义的，这是不义的。
There's something that's been planted in our DNA.
这是在我们的遗传因子里面有的。
It knows that there is right. It knows that there is wrong.
叫我们知道什么是对，什么是不对。
This is the most amazing thing.
这实在是奇妙的事情。
Some people say philosophically, there's no right and wrong.
有人说哦，从哲学的思想上来讲好像没有是与非的观念。
And so, Hitchens, what's his first name, Richard? You know, famous? A famous atheist just died 2 weeks ago or so.
两个星期前有很出名的无神论者刚刚死掉。
He says there is no God, there is no law, there is no right or wrong.
他说那里没有神没有公义，没有是非。
And yet no man can live that way because you know there's something right, there's something wrong.
没有一个人能够这样过活，因为每个人心中都知道有是非之心。
No matter how primitive this is, we know the law of righteousness.
不管这是多么的基本的一件事情，我们都知道这个义的律。
This is what every man knows.
每一个人都知道。
What is it?
这是什么呢？
If I do what is right, I will be blessed.
如果我行义，我做得对，我就蒙福。
If I do what is wrong, I will be judged.
如果我做得不义，我行不义，做得不对，我就被审判。
Every man and woman knows this.
每一个男女都会知道。
It's intuitively in their heart.
这是在他的直觉，在他的本性的心里面知道。
Every person has this idea.
每一个人都有这样的心思。
Every society has this idea. What is a faithful husband?
每一个社会都有他这样的看见，什么是一个忠诚的丈夫？
What is a loyal wife?
谁是一个忠贞的妻子？
What are obedient children?
谁是一个顺从的儿女？
What is a good worker?
哪位是一个殷勤的工作的人？
Who is a worthy soldier?
谁是一个有好名声的军兵？
Who is a good leader?
谁是好的领袖？
Everybody knows these things.
大家都知道是怎么一回事。
Right here.
因为心里面知道。
Now they may have a different definition.
他们可能有不同的定义。
Maybe a faithful husband only has four wives.
一个忠诚的丈夫可能只有四个妻子啊。
But they know there's a right and they know there's a wrong.
他们知道什么是对，什么是错。
And the Bible testifies to this fact.
圣经因着这件事情在这里有见证。
Now let me ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
Why is it that God has placed this righteousness in the heart of every man?
为什么神把这个是非之心放在每个人的心中？
Because this righteousness cannot save.
这一个义的定义不能叫你得救。
But there's three important reasons for this righteousness.
但是神把这个知道什么是义的心放在你心中有三个原因。
Number one,
头一个。
Without this sense of righteousness, a nation cannot survive.
如果你没有，你心中不知道什么是义，没有一个国家能够 存留。
Man must have some sense of right or wrong, or it's every man for himself, and a nation cannot survive.
如果人里面没有是非之心，一个国家就没有办法存留。
When you look in the Bible,
如果你读圣经
，What do you see?
你看到什么呢
？The rise and fall of many nations.
看到地上的国家的兴盛与衰落。
And it's always based upon this.
都是根据这件事情。
Righteousness lifts up a nation. Pride destroys a nation.
公义叫一个国家兴盛，骄傲叫一个国家衰落。
Even though Nebuchadnezzar was the emperor of the greatest empire of Babylon.
巴比伦尼布甲尼撒王是一个最大的帝国。
Daniel spoke to him.
但因为对他说
And said, your nation rises and falls because of your pride.
你的帝国兴盛，但因着你的骄傲而要衰亡。
The Bible talks about that coming millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus.
圣经里面讲到主耶稣基督的千禧国。
And it talks about nations that will be rewarded for their righteousness and others that will be punished for their unrighteousness.
就是讲到地上的列国因着他们的义行而得到奖赏，因着他们的不义而被审判。
It's within the basic fabric of our society. That there is a right and there is a wrong.
这是我们社会最基本的是非之心。
This is the very issue that stands before the United States as we close the year 2011.
这是美国现在要面对的一个问题。
Our nation was built with a righteous foundation.
美国是建基一个义的根基上。
What does that mean?
这什么意思？
Let's not get too religious about this.
Oh, 这样好像太宗教化了。
Let's not make it out that everybody who came to the United States was a preacher.
Oh, 我们不要说每个来到美国的人都是传道人。
But our nation was built upon people who believed three things instinctively.
美国是建立在建国的人相信很重要的三点。
If they worked hard, they would be blessed.
如果他们殷勤地做工，他们会蒙福。
If they lived honestly, they would be blessed.
他们诚实地过日子，他们会蒙福。
If they had good leaders, they would be blessed.
他们有好的领袖，他们会蒙福。
And so as a young nation, this was the basis upon which we were founded.
这是这个年轻的美国建国的基础。
But look where we are today.
看看我们现在怎么样。
Have we lost our foundations?
我们是不是从我们这些建国的基础上，我们坠落了。
Think about it.
想一想。
The basis of blessing is hard work.
蒙福的基础是我们殷勤做工。
But today, a few blocks from my home, we have the Occupy Wall Street.
今天，在我住的旁边。有所谓占领华尔街这些人。
Now down through America's history, there have been times when people have demonstrated.
在美国的历史里面，有许多次有人在那里示威。
But their demonstration had some basis.
但是他们的示威是有一些的基础。
Perhaps they were the garment workers who worked long and hard but made almost nothing, and so they said, "We demand." Fair return for our hard work.
比如说，曾经有这些制衣的工人，他们非常的辛苦，得到的报酬太少，所以他们就要求我们要有公平的待遇。
But what is our demonstration today? Occupy Oakland.
那今天这些所谓的占领乌文的人，他们的基础是什么
？We are entitled to your money.
我们应该拥有。你口袋里的钱。
Nothing about working hard.
不是说要殷勤去努力做工。
I want so much unemployment that I don't have to work.
我要得
so much unemployment money.
我要得到更多失业金，这样我就不用工作了。
That's that 1%. They have all the money.
那1%的人，你们有那么多钱。
I'm entitled to it.
这有一部分是应该是给我的。
many countries or some countries became communist, saying we're entitled.
哦，很多国家成为共产党，说就这些东西，都应该共产给我。
But even though they had this doctrine that all equal,
虽然他们有这样的定律说，大家都要平等。
Strangely, there's always still the 1% that have everything.
啊，但仍然有那个1%的人，他们拥有所有的东西。
See, man is a sinner.
人是罪人。
But if the basis is not hard work,
如果我们的基础不是殷勤工作，
How can we be blessed?
那我们如何能够蒙福呢？
Or even honest living,
或者是过一个诚实的日子。
It's hard to find a person who actually pays what they owe in their taxes.
今天好像很难找到那些奉公守法按着规矩交税的人。
People don't declare their earning.
很多人他们不报他们的税。
People cheat.
很多人在那里欺诈。
You know the great problem they're having in Greece right now.
你知道为什么希腊现在问题这么严
重？ What's the problem?
他那个问题是什么呢？
Nobody pays income tax.
没有人交税。
They all lie.
他们都在那里撒谎。
They say I make nothing.
我没赚到钱。
So now the government's bankrupt.
所以政府就破产了。
And they may take down the whole European Union.
他把整个的欧盟都给拖垮了。
I'm unemployed, but I'm entitled.
我没有工作，但是我要得到这些。
There's people who are cheating on their insurance.
有人在那里欺诈来骗保险的钱。
They're claiming that they have some disability that they don't have.
他们认为他们有这个受伤，然后他们其实根本没有病。
They cheat on injury insurance.
他们在那里欺骗有这个因伤的这些保险。
They lie to get Medicaid.
他们在那里为说谎而得到政府的医药卡。
Where's the basis of righteousness?
公义的基础在哪里？
Our God is a God of blessing.
我们的神是愿意赐福的神。
He blesses those who live righteously, even in the most basic ways.
他赐福给那些在活在最基本公义底下的人。
Now, even today, the Jews don't know the God of righteousness.
直到如今，犹太人仍然不认识这位公义的神。
But they know the laws of righteousness.
但是他们只知道律法的义。
And they prosper.
他们就因此而蒙福啊。
Now a third basis, as we mentioned, was good leadership.
第三点我们讲到是要有好的领袖。
Where can we find good leadership?
今天我们在哪里找到好的领袖？
Our government?
我们的政府。
Democrats?
民主党。
Republicans?
共和党。
Where can we find?
我们在哪里找到好的领袖？
Righteous leaders.
公义的领袖。
Bankers.
银行家。
The CEOs of big corporations.
那些大公司的这个总裁。
Where can you find a righteous man?
你在哪里找到义人呢？
It was interesting for me to hear our brother's testimony this afternoon.
今天下午我听到我们弟兄的见证。
There he was in the middle of an unrighteous country.
在那个不义的国家里面。
And yet the Lord was blessing him.
主在那里就赐福给他。
Because he was righteous.
因为他是义的。
If we do what is right and work hard, we will be blessed. But the gospel promises us one more thing with our blessing.
如果我们行义，神就赐福我们，福音还给我们更大的祝福。
And that is persecution.
就是会给你带来逼迫。
And so our nation is at a crossroads.
所以我们的国家在一个十字路口。
I hope we can find a righteous man.
我们希望我们能够找到一个义的领袖。
Perhaps there can be repentance in our country.
或者我们国家真是能够悔改。
And a return to the most basic form of righteousness.
我们能够回到对于义最基本的观念上面。
But why does God put righteousness in the heart? Reason number two.
为什么神把义放在人的心中？第二个原因。
God will, it is unrighteous for God to judge people who don't know right from wrong.
如果神 去审判这些不知道是对是错的人，这就说出神是不义的。
What did we learn with Jonah and Nineveh?
我们从约拿，从尼尼微，我们学到什么
？God had to be merciful.
神是要施怜悯
，because they didn't know right from wrong.
因为这些人他们左手不能分辨右手。
So God has put righteousness in man's heart.
所以神就把一个是非之心、义的察觉放在人的心中。
And、one day when a person stands before the judgment seat of God.
有一天当人站在神审判的台前
，God will open the books.
神会打开他的书卷
，and everything will be seen in a person's life.
在你人生里面所做的每一件事情都记录下来。
And、they can say, "Oh, I didn't know I was doing wrong."
哦，人可以说啊，我不知道我做错了。
But the Lord will say, "Oh, yes, you did."
哦，神会告诉你，你知道你做错了。
But you denied your heart.
但是你拒绝了你的良心。
And so there will be that coming day of righteous judgment.
所以会有那公义的审判。
Do we want righteous judgment?
我们要这个公义的审判吗
？We even as Christians cry out for mercy, don't we?
今天我们基督徒，我们都向神呼求，求神怜悯我们。
But this world cannot come into what God wants unless it is judged.
这个世界不能够进到神要的光景，除非这个世界要接受审判。
He judges in righteousness.
他用公义审判这个世界。
That's why we love His judgments, right?
这样我们是喜爱他的审判。
Do you love his judgments?
你喜爱他的审判吗
？Do you say, Lord, bring your judgments?
你说神啊，求你审判我们吧。
Well, you should.
你应该这样。
Because judgment not only involves recompense, it also involves reward.
因为审判不单单在那里审判这个公义的审判，而且会带来奖赏。
Have you been storing up things in heaven?
你有没有积攒财宝在天上？
Ask the Lord for the dividends. Let His judgments come.
哦，让神把他的奖赏给你，让他的审判临到吧。
Christian should not be afraid of His judgment.
基督徒应该不惧怕神的审判。
We have His precious blood.
因为我们有基督宝贵基督的宝血。
We want to come before the throne of our Lord Jesus.
我们愿意来到主耶稣基督宝座的跟前。
What a wonderful day.
那实在是个美好的日子。
When everything is resolved.
哦，当一切事情都解决了。
Everything that was secret is brought out into the light.
哦，一切在暗中的事都显明出来。
So God puts righteousness in our heart.
所以为什么神把义这件事情放在我们心
里 ？But what is the main reason?
那最主要的原因是什么
？Righteousness in the heart is so that perhaps we will seek the righteous God.
你心中知道什么是义，是为了叫你去寻求神的公义。
We see in Acts chapter 17,
我们在使徒行传第十七章
，Paul is speaking to the men of Athens.
神在那里对这些异教徒讲，在雅典的人。
We read verse 26 of Acts 17.
使徒行传第十七章第二十六节。
And he says, "And God made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they may grope for Him and find Him, though He's not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being."
二十六节，神。他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以犬摸而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。
God does not wish for any man to perish.
神不愿意一个人沉沦。
And so he shows them his righteousness.
所以神就把他的公义指给人看。
Because perhaps somebody will see that righteousness and seek the God of righteousness.
或者有人在那里寻求神的义。
If a man sees this outward righteousness and seeks that inward righteousness,
如果人因着看到外面生活上面的公义，然后就去寻求里面的义者。
He will come to find Christ as his righteousness.
他们就能够找到基督成为他们的义。
So remember, when you witness to your friends who are not Christians,
当你向这些不信主的人做见证的时候，
they already know right from wrong in their heart.
在他们的心中都知道什么是义的，什么是不义的。
And it can lead them to the Savior.
你就能够把他们带到救主那里去。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God because the righteousness of God is revealed.
我不以福音为耻，这福音就是神的大能，在这福音上神的义显明出来。
Now there's a second mighty witness of God's righteousness.
在那里还有神义的更有力的见证。
Now what is that?
那是什么呢？
Creation.
神的创造。
Creation declares the righteousness of God.
神的创造在那里宣告了神的义。
And every man can see it.
每一个人都能够看见。
Now there are two men who say that they don't see God in creation.
有两个人，他们说在神的创造里面，他们在创造里面他们没有看到神。
Only two.
只有两个人。
A liar and a fool.
一个是说谎的，一个是愚拙的。
A liar or a fool will say they look and they cannot see God.
只有说谎的跟愚拙的，他们看的创看到神所创造的天地而说没有神。
But may God's word be true, though every man's a liar.
愿意神的话在那里显出他的真实，让每个人都觉得他是说谎的。
We read in Romans chapter 1.
我们读罗马第一章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
That which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Now when you look at creation,
当你看到看到神的创造，
you can see that God does things right.
你就会发现神做一切的都是对的。
When you see creation,
当你看这个创造的时候，
you're filled with awe.
你觉得实在是在让你实在叫你敬畏神。
When you see creation,
当你
you fear God.
当你看到这个创造的时候，你就在那里敬畏神。
When you see creation, you realize there's a creator.
当你看到这个创造的时候，你就知道有一位创造者。
And what does Paul say?
保罗说什么？
Every man sees it.
说人所都显明在人的心里。
And so they're without excuse.
所以人是无可推诿。
Isn't that wonderful?
这实在是奇妙的。
Maybe a liar or a fool says, there is no God.
一个说谎的，一个愚昧的说没有神。
But anybody who looks with open eyes and open heart sees there's a creator.
每一个心是打开的，眼睛是张开的，都会看到有一位创造者。
There's a famous 19th century philosopher named William Paley.
19世纪有一个哲学家叫做 William Paley.
He says looking at creation is like finding a watch on the beach on a lonely island.
说看这个创造就好像在海滩上找到一只手表一样。
Now you pick up that watch.
你把这个手表捡起来。
Now, of course, he meant a pocket watch.
啊，他讲的是那个怀表啊。
And you look at it.
你看着这个怀表， it's tick 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 tick, 在那里走。
See all of these things going back and forth.
我看那里在那个时钟在转。
See the hand moving.
看那个时钟在转动。
You see another little hand going around and around.
还有另外一个小时针。
You look at this watch.
你看到这个表。
Now you don't know who made it.
你不知道谁造的。
But you know somebody designed this.
你知道有人设计这个表。
You pick up a rock.
你捡起块石头。
You look at a watch.
你再看这个手表。
You say somebody had to design this.
一定要有人设计这个表。
And William Paley says, when you look at creation, somebody designed this.
William Paley 说，当你看到这个创造的宇宙， 你就知道有一位在那里设计家。
It doesn't take a brain to see this.
不需要有很有头脑就能够看得出来。
It just takes eyes to see.
你有眼睛就能够看到。
There's another famous philosopher named Immanuel Kant.
还有一个出名的哲学家叫 Immanuel Kant.
Now Kant had a famous saying.
这个康有一个出名的说法。
Because he was an ethical philosopher.
因为他只是一个道德的哲学家。
But he was trying to build ethics without God.
所以他就在那里要建立他的这个道德学而否认神。
But here's what this philosopher said.
这个哲学家说。
There are two things.
有两件事。
That fill my mind with wonder and awe.
在我的心中叫我充满了敬畏与惊奇。
The stars in the sky.
天上的众星。
And the law in my heart.
我心中的定律。
He says, I can't figure it out. Why do I have a law in my heart?
为什么在我心中有一个律？
Why is something that says you ought to do something?
为什么你心中 有一个律说你应该做这个。
When I look at the stars,
当我看到天上的星星,
filled with wonder and awe,
那里面充满了敬畏与惊奇。
Now this is a secular man with his eyes open.
这一个是属世的人, 他的眼睛被开启了。
Now every man can see God in creation.
每一个人在创造的里面看到神。
But because we are sinners,
因着我们是罪人,
we all have ulterior motives.
我们里面都有自己的这个盲点。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
We twist the truth in order to agree with us.
我们在那里扭转真理，以至于能够跟我们的想法相同。
Now here's what we do. We look and we see God in creation.
我们在创造的里面，我们打开眼，我们就看到有神。
You look in verse 21 of Romans chapter 1.
我把1章21节那里告诉我们。
Listen, for even though they knew God,
因为他们虽然知道神,
every man,
每一个人,
he knows God,
知道有神,
but even though they knew God,
虽然知道神,
they did two things.
但他们做两件事,
they did not reverence him as God,
却不当作神荣耀他,
nor did they give him thanks?
也不感谢他。
Now it's a law in your heart.
在你心中有一个律。
You owe your creator respect and thanks.
你欠了创造你的对他的敬拜跟感谢。
That's why you honor your mother and father.
你为什么你要孝敬你父母呢?
As it were, they created you.
你尊重你的父母，因为他们造你。
You owe them respect and thanks.
欠了他，你应该感谢他们，你应该尊重他们。
That's a law of life.
这是生命的律。
You're obligated.
这是你的责任。
And so is man before God.
同样，人在神面前也是如此。
You're obligated to give thanks to your Creator.
你应该向神发出敬拜与赞美。
And you're obligated to respect Him.
你应该尊重神。
But they didn't do it.
但人没有这样做。
What did they do?
他们做什么呢?
They suppressed the truth.
他们压制这些的真理。
They twisted righteousness into unrighteousness.
他们把义的扭转变成不义的。
Verse 19.
第19节,
because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident.
人所能知道的原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
Sorry, verse 18.
第十八节。
The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness.
十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Now, why would I look in the sky and see that God is a creator, and then say, there is no God who created?
为什么当我们打开眼睛，看看天空，看看神的创造，然后我们就说，没有神。
I have a motive.
因为我里面有个动机。
I don't want to be obligated to anybody.
因为我不愿意欠，我不愿意向谁负任何责任。
Or certainly not obligated to somebody who is invisible.
我特别不愿意向那个看不见的那个神负责。
So I will make a god.
所以我
yes,
造一个神。
A wooden statue.
用一个木头造一个偶像。
Or I will worship elephants, yes.
或者我去敬拜那个大象。
Or that mountain over there, yeah, yeah, that's my god.
或者我敬拜那个大山啊，那是我的神。
I don't know about you, but I don't feel much obligation toward mountains.
我不知道你怎么样。我对于一个大山呢，我觉得我对它没有什么责任好负。
But anyway, I can go to the foot of the mountain and leave there some lettuce and tomatoes because I know mountains are vegetarian.
我可以在大山那边，我放一点东西祭拜它一下。
And so man suppressed the truth.
所以人在那里压制真理，阻挡真理。
And because he suppressed the truth,
因着行不义阻挡真理
it says in verse 21,
第二十一节就说
they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened.
他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就灰暗了。
Now what happens when your heart goes dark?
当你的心灰暗的时候，什么事情发生？
You don't know the truth anymore.
你就不再知道什么是真理。
You don't hear your conscience clearly anymore.
你的良心，你就再听不到那无愧的良心的声音。
So verse 22, professing to be wise, they became fools.
22节，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
And exchanged the glory of an incorruptible God for the image of corruptible man.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像。
Verse 24,
第24节,
therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them.
所以神任凭他们乘着心理情欲行污秽的事，以至于彼此沾入自己的身体。
Now man has become a sinner and full of lusts.
人就堕落，成为一个罪人，充满了邪情私欲。
And it's because his heart has been darkened.
因为他的心地灰暗了。
Oh, this is a terrible result of our sin.
这是因着罪所带来可怕的结局。
We exchange truth for a lie.
我们把真理变成谎言。
And you know what we sacrifice?
那我们所失掉的是什么呢？
When our heart is darkened, we no longer know who we are.
当我们的心地灰暗的时候，我们就不再认识我们自己。
Man.A creation of God.
人神手所造的。
And this man becomes an animal.
人就变成一个禽兽。
And begins to live by his animal urges.
然后就按着他禽兽的欲望而活。
No longer a man.
不再是人。
But he thinks he's an animal.
他的想法像一个禽兽。
And his lusts take over his life.
他的私欲在那里掌管他
的人生。And so his life becomes filled with darkness and sin.
所以他的生命里面就充满了罪恶与黑暗。
And then when that happens,
当这件事临到人的时候，
the society goes dark.
整个社会也变成黑暗。
We see that in verse 26-27. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged their natural function for that which is unnatural. In the same way, also the men abandoned their natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用 处欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，难喝难行，可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这枉为当得的报应。
All of society becomes destroyed.
整个的社会就是这样被毁坏。
Marriage is destroyed.
婚姻被毁坏。
Family is destroyed.
家庭被破坏。
A sense of gender and who we are is destroyed.
男女我们的价值观都被毁坏。
Respect for authority is destroyed.
我们不再尊重这些的权柄。
And men's passions become even more twisted and perverted.
人里面的情欲就变成被扭转，变成是变态的。
And finally, the third stage, because man has turned away from God.
第三个程度，当人离开神的时候
，an evil society is established.
一个罪恶的社会在那里就出现。
We see that verse 28 and following.
二十八节之后。
And verse 28 says at the beginning, just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer.
他们既然故意不认识神。
Let's take God out of society, out of life, out of our thinking.
他们把神完全的从他们的思想，从他们的社会生活里面拿走。
What happens when you remove God from our thought?
在我们的心思里面，当你把神拿走以后。
Every kind of evil, immoral practice, increases.
一切的罪恶、不道德的行为增加。
You can read the list there. Murder, strife, deceit, hate,
disobedience.
And then in verse 32, the final straw.
最后32节。
And what is that?
这里说什么呢?
We actually make heroes out of those who do evil.
我们反而叫那些行恶的人，我们鼓励他们，叫他们做英雄。
Oh, how unrighteous is man.
人是何等的不义。
He twists the truth of God.
他在那里扭转神的公义。
The righteousness of God in his heart has been twisted.
神放在他心中的义，他们把它扭转。
The glory of reality of the creator and creation has been removed.
那个荣耀创造世界的神跟他的荣美叫我们把它挪走。
Now how does God respond?
那神的回应是什么呢?
He reveals his righteousness in wrath.
他在神的愤怒在这不谦不义的身上显明出来。
You notice how Paul says the righteousness of God is revealed.
说当神的愤怒在那里显明。
And then in verse 18 he begins, for the wrath of God is revealed.
这里说十八节说本来神把他的义向人显明，但十八节说神把他的愤怒向人显明。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because man doesn't understand mercy.
因为人不知道什么是怜悯。
He only understands wrath.
人只知道愤怒。
The average man who is not a Christian,
那些一般的人，不信主的人。
He seldom thinks about God.
他们很少想到神。
Except when something goes terribly wrong.
只有当他们遇到很大的艰难的时候，他们才想到神。
And he says, why did God do this to me?
还想为什么神这样待我。
And so we have a very wonderful verse in Isaiah.
我们在以赛亚书里面有两节非常好的圣经。
Chapter 26.
以赛亚书二十六章。
And we see what God has to do to get man's attention.
我们看到神要怎样做才能够引起人的注意呢?
We come to verse 9 of Isaiah 26.
以赛亚二十六章第九节。
And we see some remnant of God-fearing people praying.
我们看到在这里有一些敬畏神的渔民在这里祷告。
At night my soul longs for you. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you diligently.
夜间我心中羡慕你，我里面的灵切切寻求你。
And then a very important principle is spoken.
在这里有一个很重要的原则在这里讲出来。
For when the earth experiences judgments, the inhabitants of the earth learn righteousness.
因为你在世上行审判的时候， 地上的居民就学习公义。
Did you catch that?
你看到没有？
How does sinful man learn righteousness?
地上的罪人怎么样学习公义呢？
When there are judgments.
当神在世上行审判的时候。
These judgments come to make us aware.
当审判的时候就叫我们看到。
Surely there were many in Japan who were made aware of the righteousness of God in that tsunami.
在日本大海啸的灾祸里面，有多少人他们看到神的审神的公义？
But look at verse 10.
看到第十节。
Though the wicked is shown favor or grace, he does not learn righteousness. He deals unjustly in the land of uprightness and does not perceive the majesty of the Lord.
以恩惠待恶人，他仍不学习公义，在正直的地上，他必行事不义，也不注意耶和华的威严。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
He does things right.
他行的都是对的。
And even as he's shaking awake those who are asleep by judgment, he's doing the right thing.
当他在那里，哦，唤醒那些昏睡的人，用审判来对他们的时候，他还是实行公义。
Now God is righteous.
神是公义的。
He respects man's free will.
他尊重人自由的意志。
But he warns him of the consequences of unrighteousness.
他在那里提醒人行不义所带来的结局。
And so God reveals his wrath.
所以神用他的愤怒。
Now, in Romans chapter 1, did you notice how God reveals his wrath?
在罗马书第一章，你如何的看到神在那里显出他的愤怒呢？
Does he fight back?
他是不是在那里跟人打起来呢？
No, it would be unrighteous for Almighty God to fight a man.
哦，对于一个大能的神与地上的这些不义的人在那里打起来，这是神的不义。
How does he reveal his wrath?
他如何的显明他的愤怒呢？
It says, he lets go.
他任凭他们。
Okay, do you want to keep sinning?
你要一直犯罪吗？
Now I have put a merciful hedge about you and I protect you.
我用怜悯来保护你。
You know, every man is protected by God.
你知道每一个人都被神保护。
Even a little baby has angels attending the little baby.
哦，你知道，就算一个小的婴孩，也有服役的天使来照顾他。
And even as God put a hedge about Job.
哦，神在约伯的周围放下一些的栏杆。
So he puts a hedge about you and me.
所以他也在这里保护你跟我。
How many times the Lord has preserved us from danger?
多少次神救你我脱离各样的危险。
But when we turn away from God,
但是当我们故意远离神的时
候， When we foolishly deny him,
当我们愚拙地拒绝神的时候，
What does God do?
神做什么呢？
Okay, you want to go your own way?
你要走你自己的路。
Okay, you don't want my protection?
你不要我的保护。
And so God, let's go.
神就说我任凭你。
And the laws of righteousness rise up and fall down.
神的义的律在那里起来又 下去。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
God doesn't have to do anything.
神不需要做任何事情。
Just sin and you will die.
罪，你犯罪你就要死。
You don't want God's care?
你不要神的照顾吗？
He takes his hand away and says, okay, let's see how you do by yourself.
他就放开他的手，任凭你做。
And man becomes more and more dark and dark.
人就越来越黑暗。
This is how God reveals his wrath.
这是神显明他的愤怒。
By withdrawing the mercy he's had on your life.
他从你生活里面他怜悯的手缩开。
Paul says, even the heathen in Lystra, God was merciful to them.
哦，保罗说在慕斯铎，神对于这些异教徒，神都对他们有怜悯。
He lets his rain fall on the righteous and the unrighteous.
他让雨照降临在恶人，也降临给义人。
He blesses you. He gives you crops.
哦，他祝福给你，叫你们有丰收。
He gives you a place to dwell.
他给你们有房子住。
Oh, but now you don't need him. You don't want him.
但是你现在说你不要神，你不需要神。
It's a very dangerous moment in a person's life when they say, I don't want you, God.
当人对神说我不需要你的时候，这是你非常危险的一刻。
And I know you have seen some people.
我知道你见过这样的人。
And the Lord just took his hand off of them.
神就撒手不管他们。
And they quickly began to deteriorate.
他们就很快地坠落。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
We know it in our hearts.
我们心中我们知道。
We fear God as we look at creation.
当我们看到神的创造，我们在那里就敬畏他。
That's the beginning of wisdom.
这是智慧的开端。But
this knowledge of righteousness cannot save.
但这一个对义的认识不能够叫你得救。Only
a revelation of God who is righteous can save us.
只有神，那公义的神向你的启示才能够叫你得救。And
that's why God sent the righteous one.
这就是神为什么差派那义者。
Can you imagine what it was like to live in the days when Jesus came into Galilee?
你能够想象当耶稣到加利利时候那个时候的光景吗？
Those who dwelt in darkness saw a great light.
那在黑暗里的人看到光明。
When they looked at Jesus, what did they see?
当他们看到耶稣，他们看到什么呢？
They saw a man who was all right.
他们看到一个
Always right.
永远是对的。
Who did things right.
他所做的一切都是对的。
Who made men right.
而且他能够叫这些不义的人把他挽回过来。
And they saw the righteousness of God.
他们就看到神的义。
And how did they react?
他们有什么回应呢?
He came into the world, but the world didn't receive him.
主来到地上，但地上的人不接纳他。Why? 为什么?
Obligation.
因为怕有责任。And
so, we had to crucify the righteous one.
所以人就钉那义者的十字架。Because
he would forever stand as a testimony of what is right.
因为他在那里一直带出义的见证。And
he exposes man's righteousness as filthy rags.
他在那里揭露了人的义，只不过是像污秽的衣服。Now
you've had quite a day today.
哦，今天啊，你们承受的差不多了。This
morning you heard the end of the world is near.
哦，今天早上你听到世界末日快到了。And
tonight you have heard there's none righteous, no, not one.
哦，今天晚上你听没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
And now you have to go to bed and have bad dreams.
Oh, 现在你回去要做噩梦了。
Now I want to come on the third occasion and share about Jesus being the righteousness unto salvation.
Oh, 只有耶稣基督，他要完成救恩。
But before we do, tomorrow night we have to study the worst of unrighteousness.
那是我们第三天要讲的，明天我们要讲到这些罪。
Now you might think the worst unrighteousness is man's terrible, gross sin.
你以为呢最坏的不义乃是人所犯的一切罪恶吗？
But before Paul can share the gospel of the righteousness in Jesus Christ,
当保罗还没有讲耶稣基督那义的福音之前,
he has to expose religious righteousness.
他要揭露我们这些宗教性的义
Self-righteousness
自以为义
And as you know, nothing made Jesus more angry than religious righteousness
你知道最惹耶稣基督愤怒的乃是这些宗教徒
So next time we'll see in chapter 2 what he thinks about religious righteousness.
所以明天我们看第二章什么是宗教 徒所带来的那些自以为意。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we come and pray to you who alone are righteous.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，向你祈求，唯有你是公义的。
Oh, we thank you that you've left us a witness of your righteousness.
哦，主，我们感谢你把义的见证留给我们。
Lord, we can see our righteousness is filthy rags.
我们看到我们的义就好像那污秽的衣服。
We even learn in the judgments that you pronounce upon us your righteousness.
我们实在在那里看到你宣告你自己在我们身上的审判。
We, like David, would rather be in your hands of judgment than the hands of man.
我们宁愿握在你审判的手里，也不愿意握在人的手中。
Oh, teach us to speak the gospel of salvation and not be ashamed.
叫我们能够在这里宣扬你自己的福音，不以这福音为耻。
And in Christ, reveal to us the righteousness of God, which exposes all of man's unrighteousness.
让基督公义的福音在那里来宣扬出来，叫人看到人一切的不义。
As we come to the end of the year tomorrow night,
明天晚上，当我们到今年最末了的一天的时候，
May we find ourselves repenting of all unrighteousness,
叫我们从一切的不义里面我们悔改，
and coming to the righteous one for our full salvation,
叫我们来到义者的跟前，得到你全备的救恩。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。